Well, we do. We do honor the culture of Mexico. I'm not sure Mexico honors the culture of Mexico for Cinco de Mayo. It's 1:17 on WGN. And on the line right now, Mario Hernandez, gallery director of the National Museum of Mexican Art, which incidentally is a treasure here in Chicago that a lot of people don't know about. But you'll know about it after this conversation. Hey, Mario.
Hey, Steve. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Was I right about Cinco de Mayo? It's almost, not almost, it is a bigger deal here in Chicago, for example, than it might be in Ciudad de Mexico, Mexico City.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right about that, Steve. I think one of the big reasons for that is in Chicago specifically, there's a large Mexican population, one of the largest Mexican populations in the country. And so that's absolutely one of the reasons why we see a big presence here in this city.
Do you know the history behind Cinco de Mayo?
Absolutely, yeah. In a nutshell, Cinco de Mayo, or the day of the Battle of Puebla, as it's known in Mexico, it's a day where we mark the victory of the small Mexican army versus the French on May 5th of 1862, which at that time the French were a world power, right? And so it was technically the second intervention of France in Mexico, about 25 years later after the first time they attempted. And it really was an attempt to establish a power in the Americas again. Mexico at that time was a perfect target, seeing as how a civil war had just ended, the War of Reform. With support from the conservatives in Mexico, who had lost that war, the French had support there. Right? And so the battle takes place on May 5th of 1862, and to everybody's surprise, the Mexican army takes that victory, and the majority of the people who were in that fight, the majority of soldiers were people of either a mixed descendancy of indigenous and Spanish descendancy, or soldiers who lean heavily towards being indigenous. Right? And so it was a big surprise. Mexico took the battle, and it was basically a pause in the intervention of the French. Eventually, the French would come back with a much stronger military and eventually took Mexico City a few months later.
All right. So your explanation, I'm sure it's quite accurate. Ask a Chicagoan what Cinco de Mayo is, and the answer is, get me that margarita. I mean, really, it's very, very different. Do you think anyone in Chicago or the United States has any idea of what you're talking about? And do people even in Mexico know that real history about Cinco de Mayo?
You know, that's a great question. So here in Chicago, I've been working at this museum here for 19 years, Steve, and I absolutely do see more consciousness around the festivity and what it's supposed to be. And there's a lot of people that come here to the museum and they ask those great questions, right? What exactly is Cinco de Mayo? One of the big reasons I think why it gets a lot of attention, also, there's a big misconception that it's Independence Day, right? And for those of you who are a little bit more aware of Mexican history, that happened decades later, And so Mexico was already independent. This was simply the French trying to come back and establish that world power. As far as Mexico, people are absolutely in tune with it, right? They do know what the history is, which is one of the reasons why it's not considered this big national holiday. It's absolutely marked in Puebla, in the state of Puebla, where the battle took place. As you might imagine, it's a big source of pride, right? Again, just because of the big shock to the world that Mexico took that battle. You're right. Here in Chicago, there's a lot of restaurants that we'll sell you a margarita or sell you Mexican food. And that absolutely all feeds into this tradition of this holiday really growing so much in the United States. And we could trace this back all the way to the Chicano movement in the 1960s, where Chicano leaders, Mexican-American leaders, were looking at this day really as a day to celebrate Mexicanness and its culture.
Now, if I'm in the state of Pueblo in Mexico, how do I celebrate Cinco de Mayo? We all know how we celebrate. If you happen to be in Chicago, it's what I said. Order another margarita, but salt, no salt. I don't care. But not the same necessarily in Mexico. How do they celebrate there?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it just so happens that I was in Puebla for the first time a few weeks ago. And so it was very close to the Cinco de Mayo already. You already see promotions for festivals, for parades. There's a lot of activity that happens at the site where the battle took place or near that area, right? And so they really, I feel, take it more as an opportunity to educate people on how the battle took place, how the Mexicans were able to take that victory. But really, I think for Puebla, it really is a big, important day because the town itself was renamed after the general who took that victory, right? And so, I mean, with that being said, you know, that it really is a big deal to that region. And so, of course, people will celebrate. And with that does come food and does come drinks, right? Restaurants obviously get in on the action the same exact way we see here sometimes in Chicago as well, right? But that really is seen more in Puebla where the battle took place.
And in other parts of Mexico, maybe not necessarily.
Yeah, you know, you see it marked, but it's as you mentioned earlier, before we started talking, it really is something that you see mostly in Puebla. Although the rest of the country acknowledges it, you don't see as many celebrations or traditions for Cinco de Mayo itself.
Well, let's talk about the National Museum of Mexican Art. Tell me about the museum. A lot of people, we've got several museums in Chicago that I'd argue many people have never been to, yet they are treasures. And you're one of them, a nationally known museum. People come to Chicago for that museum, but those who live here may or may not know about it. So tell me about it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We have been here for 38 years. We opened our doors in 1987. The museum's mission was to open a museum in where we can celebrate Mexican culture. People of Mexican descent can come and really see a piece of their history and culture here in Chicago. But also just as important to open up a space where people outside of Mexican culture can learn about the traditions, the culture, and the art of Mexico. And, you know, one of the things that I personally take a lot of pride in about this museum is that although we've grown a lot in the last 38 years, we continue to really be a center, a cultural center and a space for the community. And as you mentioned, Steve, there are so many great museums in this city, right? And museums are so important. They hold stories and they really find, they help a community find a space and the sense of belonging that is really important. The sense of belonging and the sense that we're contributing to society with our art, with our culture, with our music, right? And so museums are just a perfect way to celebrate that.
And throughout the year, you have many special events. Do you have any coming up?
Absolutely. We have our annual Festival of the Child. That's going to be taking place here on June 14th, which is a Saturday. This is our end of the year school year event that celebrates children, right, and gives them a day to come and enjoy games. And we have snacks and different organizations, a couple of different museums and art orgs are going to come out here and really just activate the space, both for physical activities and for art activities. And I know that it's a little early, but speaking of traditions and holidays that help communities find a space and a sense of belonging, our Day of the Dead celebration takes place every year in October. This year it's going to be happening on October 25th, which is also a Saturday, a little bit later on in the year.
Días de los Muertos. And that's another example. Here is a holiday that's taken off like Halloween, but it's not at all like Halloween. So I'll wait. We'll talk about that as we get closer to Días de los Muertos. Meanwhile, where is the National Museum of Mexican Art?
Located in the Pilsen neighborhood, right? We are located near the intersections of Damon and 19th Street. The museum is open Tuesday through Sunday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. And the admission is always free to the museum. This is something that was very important to the founders and the leaders who opened this institution up 38 years ago. And we're very proud to say that 38 years later, the museum offers free admission every single day still. So please come out and visit us and tell all your friends and your family to come check us out.
Free is my very favorite four-letter word. I love that. And yes, it is worth checking out. And the thing about Mexican art, traditional or contemporary, always is so bright and colorful. I love that. Thank you very much for joining us. And feliz, what is it, Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah, feliz Cinco de Mayo, Steve. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much, Mario.